Hi, my name is Jamie Mackay and I head the Postgraduate Learning and Teaching Programmes at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. And this podcast is part of a series where I ask established arts educators about their practice. In this podcast, I'm very pleased to be speaking to Raz Salvarita. Raz is the founder and chief errand officer of Baryo Balangol Creative Initiatives in the Philippines. He's a transdisciplinary creative activist who aligns his community-based arts endeavours in the scope of activation, facilitation and education. He believes in the transformative power of the arts as a centering place for healing, recovery and renewal of courage. Could you introduce yourself and say a little about your current role as an arts educator?
Hello, everyone. My name is Raz Salvarita, and I'm based on a farm on an island in the Philippines. And my role as an artist, I see three things. First is I see myself as an activator. So, really it's about activating my communities, even for myself, because it motivates me to also pursue my role as an artist. And then secondly, I see myself as a facilitator. This is very integral in my part as a socially engaged artist, practicing this in my communities and then really seeing how effective facilitation can also help prosper social imagination. And thirdly, I see myself as educator, communicator, in a way, very informal in a lot of ways, because I work with different stakeholders in the communities, including women farm workers, young people, students in schools. So these three roles, I really see myself as being an integrated kind of a person in this roles that I feel like embodying myself.
Thank you. When you're working with learners, what's your goal?
My goal is, one thing is for the learners to nourish that kind of empathic sense of being, because I feel that especially when I work with young learners, it's really allowing the creative imagination to expand, to prosper, and to be nourished, and to allow them to really feel all of this within their emotional field of awareness, because in such a way that such process can really activate them to be more responsive with their community, with their environment, even in their families, and even within the classroom setting. It's really that kind of valuable sense of way of learning that I really would like to see, gaining momentum with this practice.
And what barriers get in the way of achieving that goal?
Well, when I think about the barriers, when I look at my context, being a teaching artist in my local community, for example, working with the children of farm workers, the barriers are mostly consisted of time, resources, and also that sense of kind of a ownership in their own level of understanding of the work or the activities that we do, so that they feel like, wow, they can take a really responsive way of allowing themselves to really be part of this activity or situation, for example.
Yeah, so what strategies then do you use to help you achieve your goal and maybe deal with these barriers?
The strategies? Well, because again, I see myself as facilitator. So, it allows me to also be imaginative in how I can strategize to support this way of learning and to really achieve the goal. So, being able to have the privilege and opportunity to work with different teaching artists, with different organizations, I see myself as this somehow vehicle to start networking, connecting the kind of support that can also support the work that we do in the community. So, you know, it takes a kind of imagination to really capture, you know, a certain strategy that will effectively be in alignment to a specific, specific objective or challenges that we are facing in my work.
How do you measure success as an arts educator?
Wow, this is, I feel like this is so vast in a lot of ways, you know, and again, you know, it's like, wow, being an arts educator is an, you know, there's an ever learning kind of journey in that respect. But I feel like in different stages of our lives or phases in the work, the kind of success that I can truly connect to is to see how my work has effectively created a sense of difference or positive changes in people's lives, and to also see the kind of transformation that happened within, you know, within a certain time frame. On the other hand, I also really want to feel the kind of level of success within my own body, within my own experience. So having also the opportunity to connect with people, having to, you know, present my work in different places, and having this kind of exchanges, I feel like it's already a certain level of success that I feel proud about.
How would you describe the ideal relationship between you and your learner?
Yeah, well, so yeah, when I think of myself as, you know, of course, a teaching artist or someone that facilitates and having, you know, the relationship with the learner, what I really want to feel and see is that level of reciprocity where there's a giving and receiving energy. And in this way, it also kind of gauge my own sense of giving and teaching, and then also the way the learners respond to this as a sense of, you know, cycle. So there's a certain level of, you know, full understanding that there are different learning styles, different learning developments and all that, but but at the end of the day, I feel like what's enriching is that how can myself and the learner feel that there's that kind of exchange that happens, so that it's something that, you know, we can bring with us at the end of the day and feel happy and feel, you know, inspired, and bring it over and nourish and make it, you know, make it grow.
You might have answered this at the start, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What job title are you most comfortable with?
The job title. I always thought about that, you know, because I seem to have like a lot of these, you know, roles. But I was, you know, I was like telling myself, you know, I even like people even in my website, I would put there that, you know, I'm a chief errand officer, because I seem to, you know, work a lot, you know, I have a lot of roles, you know, not just these three roles, but I'm like sometimes the person that will deliver the letter, or write the, you know, write the grant proposals and things like that. So you know, I feel like there's a certain joy being called the chief errand officer, you know, in my sense, because there's that child lightness energy that is just kind of drawing a sense of, you know, a sense of playfulness around this work. So but you know, other than that, I'm a full-time artist and a poet as well.
So what three values are central to your practice as an arts educator?
Yeah. So these three values, first thing is compassion. You know, I'm driven by this value, and I feel like when I, you know, when I share it with the learners or with communities or with groups of people, I can feel also the kind of compassion they have for the work, and it just kind of, you know, expands that fire And that's one thing. And second is perseverance. I think of it because for the longest time, I have really decided to work in communities, and my work is mostly like independent, but also interdependent in a lot of ways because I work with different organizations, different people. But it's very I can see myself as a freelancer in a lot of ways because I've decided really to stick to my art and stick to my role as a community educator, communicator. So yeah, I've persevered, all these years to really, get this going, through thick and thin, just to really believe that, these things can happen, when joy is shared. And then lastly is courage, because it takes that kind of, boldness to believe that, the universe will carry me as I journey on through this work, and to get connected with wonderful people, and eventually, be part of an ecosystem that is very supportive of each other.
Thank you. The next question is slightly different. So, if you could have a mentor from any time in history, real or fictional, to support your arts education practice, who would you choose?
I think of this scholar and Buddhist ecologist. Her name is Joanna Macy. She's from the state, officially from the US. But I've been really following her work, and her work resonates with me because so of the quality that she approaches the subject of environmentalism. It's very poetic. And also in a lot of ways very, very spiritual, or there's a certain spirit vitality that allows her work to be fully felt by people, including myself. And yeah, it's such a beautiful feeling to have.
So if you could ask one question, what would it be?
That one question among the many questions probably is, how can one deepen his or her connection with the natural environment? So yeah, that's sort of like one question that sticks with me.
And how do you think she would answer?
I feel like, she's so poetic. I love her words, and she would probably respond to me in a poetry form, but somehow I would sense that she will talk about, that sense of renewal of courage every time you feel in a situation where it's so rough and tough, but through certain mindfulness practices, the person you can still feel the vulnerability, but yet on the other hand, take on another renewed sense of courage to move forward. And I feel like that's really the kind of approach that she offers with her talks, with her teachings.
Thank you. Finally, is there anything else you'd like to say about your arts education practice?
Well, yeah, I mean, like for me, my practice is very, in a lot of ways, very diverse, and also very situational, because I mostly work in the marginalized sector of the communities. But on the other hand, I have opportunities to get myself involved with the international community, which somehow really bridge a certain gap where I can also facilitate an exchange through these networks. So yeah, it's been wonderful to really have this conversation with you, and I hope that it can resonate with whoever listens to this, and hopefully to keep in touch.
I'm sure it will resonate with the listeners. I
Yeah,
really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. So thank you so much.
thank you as well.
For more podcasts in this series, go to portal.rcs.ac.uk/arts-educator-interviews.